Every year around this time, the postcards and flyers start to arrive in the mail, and each is advertising special portrait rates for graduating seniors. For some reason, I've been on the list of photographers, none of which I've ever used, since my oldest child graduated in 2003. If they only knew how I really feel about the matter, and someone actually noticed that it's unlikely that I would have a graduating senior every year for 8 years, they'd drop me in a heartbeat. Since my daughter's senior portrait was made, something I thought very important at the time, I've grown disenchanted with the idea. We hired a well-known photographer, and I was happy with the way the photos turned out. They weren't the formal, draped headshots of my day, but rather stylized, informal photographs of my daughter in a variety of settings. By the time my second child graduated 2 years later, he wasn't having anything to do with the idea. He asked me to take a snapshot of him standing beside his Jeep, a car he'd spent more hours working on than he ever spent on homework, but then he forgot to turn it in on time. My third child, another daughter, eschewed a formal portrait and used instead a photo someone had taken of her sitting in the hallway between classes. Whatever. My youngest will graduate next year. We haven't even discussed what she wants to do. I'd like a nice portrait, but I've learned to pick my battles. But whatever choice we make, it won't be the booty shorts and pouty sexy girl in a wheat field look so many photographers are selling now. Just the other day, a story hit the news about an 18-year-old girl whose racy senior photos, taken by a professional, were deemed too hot for the yearbook and rejected. She was wearing a short skirt and what looked like a scarf tied around her to cover her breasts. And where was her mother? Angrily demanding the photos be used, citing the girl's right to freedom of expression. I don't know, maybe the whole concept of a senior portrait is obsolete. Almost any child graduating high school now has probably been photographed at every stage of his or her life, and more than likely has a cell phone full of the personal expression of friends and family, not to mention a whole lot of mischief. A century ago, the next step after graduating high school was as likely to be work, marriage, and a family as it was going on to college. Personal photographs were expensive and hard to come by, and a senior portrait represented the end of childhood and the advent of adulthood. They were never meant to be an overt expression of individuality, only the student's status as a member of the graduating class. A senior photo wasn't a personal ad, it wasn't a pinup, it wasn't a place to show off a trench coat and shotgun. This is all my opinion, of course, but at least that's all I'm sharing.
Express yourself. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, yourself.